Okay, Rabbi Sai. Today's daf is daf tes. We're holding the top line at the very beginning of the Yomid where the Gemara quotes Rabbi Shmuel. Before we get to Rabbi Shmuel, let's remember what we are talking about. We had in the Mishnah, and we started talking about it at the end of yesterday's blot, that what happens if Ein bo yediyah b'tchila v'yesh bo yediyah b'soif soir hanas b'chutz v'yom ha-kippurim mechaper. What does that mean? Ein bo yediyah b'tchila, the person didn't realize, didn't know that he was tameh, and he ate kodshim. And what happened subsequently? After he was finished eating the kodshim, or after he finished going into the Beis HaMikdash, somebody comes over to him and says, Yanko, do you know what you just did? Sure, I ate kodshim. But do you know that you were tamei? Well, how was I tamei? You don't know that you were tamei. This morning you were inside a house, and inside that house, Nebuchadnezzar, there was a mess, and therefore you became tamei Tumas mess. Or you were walking down the street, remember that squishy stuff that you were stepping on? That was a delicious sheretz, that holach loy lomay. Or you stepped on a nevela. And then for you are tummy, tummy, tummy. And you ate kodshim. Oh, yeah, I didn't know anything about it. What am I supposed to do? You don't have to do anything. The soyer hanas b'chutz, that means the soyer musav that you bring on Yom Kippur, together with Yom Kippur, is mechaper. That's what we learned in our Mishnah. So far, so good. Very straightforward. Now we're at the top of Tes Amid Aleph. Ul Rabbi Shmuel di Amar. Ein bo yediyah b'tchila v'yesh bo yediyah b'soif. Oh, our very case that we're talking about. What did Rabbi Shmuel say? Bar karbon ho. He says, for that you bring a karbon oile v'yoyre. Meaning, earlier on in our Masechta, we had a machloikis between Rebbe and I believe Rabbi Yossi, or the Kiva, in a Braisa. Both of them had, that it says in the Pasuk, Venelam, Venelam, and it says, Vuhu Yoda, that there had to be a Yediyah B'tchila, and then in Helam subsequently, Rabbi Shmuel rejects all of that, and Rabbi Shmuel holds that you bring a carbon oil of Yoyed, even if you did not have a Yediyah B'tchila. The fellow had no idea that he was eating kodshim b'tumah, or that he went to the Beis HaMikdash b'tumah. He only found out subsequently. You got to bring your own private karmen oyle b'yoyt. If that's the case, Frank the Gemara, then soyer hanasa b'chutz amai mechaper. What does the soyer hanasa b'chutz? What does that accomplish according to Rabbi Shmuel? According to Rabbi Shmuel, you got to bring your own private karmen oyle b'yoyt. So what does the soyer hanasa b'chutz do on Yom Kippur? Everything more asha ein bo yediyah loy b'tchila v'loy b'soyf. If he didn't have a yediyah at the very beginning, he didn't have a yediyah at the end. In other words, a person went throughout his lifetime having eaten at least once kodshim b'tumah, or going into the Beis HaMikdash b'tumah, but nobody ever told him, he never realized, he never will realize. What happens? Will he pass away with this chet on his balance sheet? No. The Sar Hanas B'chutz will wipe that away, will atone for that sin. Ein bo yediyah b'tchila, the ein bo yediyah b'soif. Frank the Gemara, 1 second. In our Mishnah we learned, Hai se'iri harigolim u'se'iri rosh echadoshim mechaprim. That's what the misafim that you bring on the regel on Yom Toyin, and the musaf that you bring on Rosh Chodesh, they are mechaper on she'ein bo yediyah b'tchila, the ein bo yediyah b'soif. So if that's the case, are you telling me that that's what the soyer hanas b'chutz on Yom Kippur is also mechaper on that same thing? Zoktimor, yes. Savolar kremei holds like kremei bar mishta. The Omar kolaseirim. Kolaseirim means the soyer hachitzon of Yom Kippur, the soyer musaf of regel, the soyer musaf of Rosh Chodesh. All of them kaparos and shove. They're all exactly the same. Al tumas mikdash vekadoshim. Therefore, Rabbi Shmuel holds like that remeir that all three are mechaper al she'ein bo yediyah b'tchila, the ein bo yediyah b'sreif. It's not that Rabbi Shmuel is exactly like Remeir, because Remeir doesn't hold that precisely. Remeir, of course, holds that all the se'irim of all three meaning the musaf of Yom Kippur, the musaf of Yontif, the musaf of Rosh Chodesh, all three do and accomplish the same. But what is that same that they all accomplish? Number one, the Ein Bo Yediyah B'Tchila the Ein Bo Yediyah B'Soif, but it also accomplishes, according to Meir, Yesh Bo Yediyah B'Tchila the Ein Bo Yediyah. No, I'm sorry. Also accomplishes Ein Bo Yediyah B'Tchila the Yesh Bo Yediyah B'Soif. The Yesh Bo Yediyah B'Tchila the Ein Bo Yediyah B'Soif. That's the Surah Nasa B'Fnim. The Surah Nasa B'Chutz is Ein Bo Yediyah B'Tchila the Yesh Bo Yediyah B'Soif, and it also accomplishes Tomei Tohar She'Ochel Es HaTomei. The Meir holds that all three accomplish all three. According to Rabbi Shmuel, if you have a case of Ein Bo Yediyah B'Tchila, V'Yesh Bo Yediyah B'Soif, these three are not Mechaper, because for that I have the Korban Oile V'Yosh. If you just want to refresh your memories, exactly what Rabbi Meir holds, if you go back to Beis Amud Beis, and you'll see at the very top of the Amud, the second Rashi, Beis Amud Beis, see on the third line, this is Rabbi Meir speaking, Kol Asirim Kaparos and Shavah, Rashi, third line from the top of the Amud, Kol Sirei Musafin, Musaf, Bein Surah Nasa B'Chutz V'Yom Kippurim, that's what we're talking about, Bein Shura Golem of Yom Tov, Bein Shura Shechadosh and Rish Chodesh, Kaparos and Shavah, that what? Kulam Mechaprim on the following three. Number one, Al Kol, Bein al she'ein bo yediyah b'tchila v'yesh bo yediyah b'soif. Ein bo yediyah v'yesh bo yediyah b'soif. That's what we hold, that the Surah Nasa b'chutz is mechaper. Bein al she'ein bo yediyah loy b'tchila v'loy b'soif. That's what we hold the regolim on mechaper. Bein al tor she'ochel z'tomei. That's what Rish Chodesh is mechaper. So all three are mechaper on all three. V'nafkin mina. Why do I have to have so many different Karbonis being mechaper on the same things? The tumish ira bein zeh lozeh. If between Rosh Chodesh and the second Rosh Chodesh, or between Rosh Chodesh and Yom Kippur, in other words, Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, or between Yom Kippur and Sukkot, if in between we had one of these three situations of she'ein ba yediyah b'tchila v'yesh ba yediyah b'soif, or ein ba yediyah b'tchila v'ein ba yediyah b'soif, or Torah she'ochel satamei, each time we have another opportunity to have a kapara with the next card. That is not included. What's the point? The point is the mayor holds that all three are mechaper on ein bo yediyah b'tchila v'yesh bo yediyah b'soif. Rabbi Shmuel respectfully disagrees, because Rabbi Shmuel says that ein bo yediyah b'tchila v'yesh bo yediyah b'soif, that is corrected with the private carbon of the carbon oile v'yoyret. So what does Gemara mean that Rabbi Shmuel holds that I can make? He means that in what they are mechaper, they're all mechaper alike. None of them, according to Rabbi Shmuel, is mechaper on she'ein bo yediyah b'tchila v'yesh bo yediyah b'soif. For that, you bring your own private carbon oile v'yoyret. But the other two, which means ein bo yediyah b'tchila, ve'ein bo yediyah b'soif, or tohar she'ochel es atomei, all three of them are mechaper. How do I know this? Look at the Tosfos of the fourth wide line down below. Savla Kremeir, lav dafke Kremeir. It's not mamish Kremeir. The Meir bo yediyah betchila. The Tani lekamon. The kulu mechaper al she'ein bo yediyah betchila. V'yesh bo yediyah besof. And therefore you bring the oil of the yored, you are not covered by any of these three. So therefore it's not that they are mirror images of each other, Reb Meir and Reb Shmuel, but both of them agree that all three of these kabbalas, carbon musaf of Yom Kippur, carbon musaf of Regel, carbon musaf of Rish Chodesh, that they all accomplish the same purposes, and those are two. What are those two purposes? Number one, Ein Bo Yediyah B'Tchila, the Ein Bo Yediyah B'Soif, or, and, Tor She'ochel Es HaTamek. So, V'la K'remei, D'yamak Ha'asir, Mech Kaprosit, Shav, Al Tumet, Mishra Shav, So, Timor, El Lamai Hilchasa, okay, so we're up to El Lamai Hilchasa, Iskish, Chitza Lepnimi. If that's the case, what is the Hekish of Chitza Tanit? What does he mean? Back in the first Mishnah, Dav Beis Omed Aleph, the Gemara said, the just like the Sor HaNasim Bifnim, that means the Sor LaShem, says in the Pasuk, it is Tola, the Mishnah uses the expression Mechaper, but it really means Tola, for what? For one idea, Yesh Bo Yediyah B'Tchila, Ein Bo Yediyah B'Sof. In Parshas Pinchas, it says in the Pasuk about the Soir Hanas b'chutz on Yom Kippur. Milvad chatas akipurim. This one is in addition to the regular karmchatos of the soir l'Hashem. So Gemara said, "What's that? Hekish coming to tell me milvad chatas akipurim." Just like over there, there's one idea. Here too, there's one yediyah. Only difference is there's one yediyah b'tchila, and here you have one yediyah b'sof. That works very well according to us, not according to Rabbi Shmuel, because Rabbi Shmuel holds that ein ba yediyah b'tchila, the ein ba yediyah b'sof. So what's the purpose of that milvad chatas kippurim? That's Yimaris Kasha. El my hilchas iskish chitzer l'pnimi. So more simply, my pnimi ein a mechaper b'shar avedus. Just like pnimi is only taking care of the din of Tumas Mikshish Rikadoshav. How do we know the Panimi only takes care of Tumas Mikshish Rikadoshav? Because it says in the Pasik, the Chiper Ala Kodesh Mitumais, says Rabbi Yehuda, Mitumais means Veloy Kotumais. Where do we see in the Torah that the Torah was Mechalik Bein Tumu L'Tumma by Tumas Mikshish Rikadoshav, that you don't bring a Chatas Kibua, you bring a Chatas Oyle B'Yoyre? Same thing over here, the Torah was Mechalik Mitumais, that it has a din of Tumas Mikdash Rikadosha. That was according to Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Shimon, you remember, V'chipar l'koidish mitumais, Tumas Shev the Koidish, that's what the Torah is talking about, M'makoimai hu mukhra. We had that yesterday and the day before in the Brisa. But just like the Panim and M'chapar Shara Vedris, only on Tumas Mikdash Rikadosha, Avchitzoin Eina M'chapar Shara Vedris, only on Tumas Mikdash Rikadosha. And with this, we have concluded that shtickle. And now we move from Yom Kippur, and we move on to Rosh Chodesh and Regel.
Just remind me, what was the Sir Nasa B'chutz?
Yes.
What was that brought for?
According to Rabbi Shmuel?
Yeah.
According to Rabbi Shmuel, it's on the Ein Ba'yediya B'tchila, the Ein Ba'yediya B'soif. And if it's exactly the same as Regel.
The Panimi was for what then?
The Panimi was Yesh Ba'yediya B'tchila, the Ein Ba'yediya B'soif, not that it's Mechaper, it's Toilet. Why is it Torah? Because Ein B'Yediyah B'Soif, at the moment he doesn't know, but he may find out eventually. Yes. And when somebody reminds him, "Hey, uncle, don't you remember you were talking? I didn't realize, I didn't know." He'll bring his carbon. It's Torah min ha'yisurim, megim min ha'yisurim, until he brings it. It's good? Well. Fine. Getting back to our Mishnah now, Al She'ein B'Yediyah B'Tchila V'Loi B'Soif, Sirigolim U'Siri Roshi Chadoshim Mechapen Divrei B'Yehuda. B'Yehuda says that these two, Regel and Rosh Chodesh, have the exact same purpose, and that is Ein B'Yediyah B'Tchila, the Ein B'Yediyah B'Soif. Frank Gemara, how do I know? Om Rav Yehuda, Om Shmuel, my time to Rav Yehuda, what's the time? Rav Yehuda, Om Akros, in the Pasuk. Usir Izim Echad Lechatzos LaShem. If you examine the Psukim in Parshas Pinchas, where it lists all the Musafim that we always lay on Rosh Chodesh and on Yom Tov, it says numerous times, Usir Izim Echad Chatos, or Usir Chatos Echad. Never does it say Usir Izim Echad Lechatos LaShem, except on Rish Chodesh. Rish Chodesh, it has the word LaShem added on. The question is, why does the Pasuk add on LaShem? To tell you, Chait She'ein Makir Boy LaShem, the only one in the world, in the universe, that knows that this person was Oyvin Aveira, was a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Aha! For that person, Yehi Soyer Zeh, this Soyer of Rish Chodesh, will be Mechaper. Why doesn't that person know? Why doesn't that person know? Because Ein Ba'yediyah B'Tchila, the Ein Ba'yediyah B'Soyer. And that's the Makar, says our Gemara, according to Yehuda, that the Soyer Musaf on Rish Chodesh is Mechaper Al Ein Ba'yediyah B'Tchila, the Ein Ba'yediyah B'Soyer. There are at least two obvious questions, and that is, number one, but how does he know Regel Yontif? We're going to get to that shortly in the Gemara. And number two, since we're talking about something that only the Rabbeinu Shalom knows, who says it's Tumas Mikdash Kedoshah? Maybe on Shabbos Chas V'Shalom, by mistake, I did something without even realizing it. I turned on the lights, turned off the lights, didn't even think about it, and for the rest of my life I didn't know about it. Maybe that's what it's coming to me, Mechaper. I'm sorry? Maybe both. Anyway, the Gemara is going to ask that Kasha as well shortly. But in the meantime, the Makar Ein B'Yediyah B'Tchila, the Ein B'Yediyah B'Soif, by Rish Chodesh, we learn from this extra word, Lasha. Yokti Gemara, No, this Lashem is put there for a totally different purpose. What is Rish Lakish? Omer Rish Lakish. Manishtane soyev shel Rish Chodesh shenem boy Lashem. Vos epis punk da state Lashem as opposed to any other carbon. Omer Kodesh Baruch Hu soyev zeye kapara. Al shemiyatati es hayad reyach. Kodesh Baruch Hu kaviyochel says, I am bringing a carbon to be mechaper on my own Aveira. What is my own Aveira? As we know, at the time of the Sheshes Yimei Breshes, we had a machloikis between the Chama and the Levana. It wasn't really a machloikis. Initially, both of them were Eshnei Hamoiris Hagedoilim. They were both the same size. The Reach came to Kodesh Baruch Hu and said, Ein shtei melachim mishtamshin bekeser echad. It's impossible for two kings to both be king. It's either one or the other. You can't have both Trump and Hillary. It's got to be one or the other. Baruch Hashem, we know where it landed up. But the point is, it can't be both of them together. The Kodesh Baruch Hu said, "You're right. I'm going to make one big and one smaller. You, Yireach, you're going to be the smaller one.
Huge.
I'm going to make the Shemesh huge, and I'm going to make you smaller." And of course, the Yireach was not happy about it. And there's a whole Gemara Masechtas Chulin, a whole dialogue where Kodesh Baruch Hu tried to memafayis, tried to appease the Yireach. And therefore, one of the forms of pius was that every single month in Rish Chodesh, says the Kodesh Baruch Hu, I'm going to go and bring a carbon to mechaper on that chait. This Gemara, of course, is very, very difficult to fathom and to understand, because after all, number one, can the Rabbi Yishlom make a chet? But by definition, everything Kodesh Baruch Hu does is perfect. So you can tell me Kodesh Baruch Hu, hey, he made a mistake that he made the Yireach smaller. Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't make mistakes. Finally, who's the Kodesh Baruch Hu bring the kapara to? He's bringing a kapara to himself. When we go and ask for a kapara atonement from Hashem, we ask Kodesh Baruch Hu atone for our sins. Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't atone for his own sins to himself. I mean, the right hand says to the left hand, Kodesh Baruch Hu, please, be mechaper myself. The whole thing is very difficult to understand. And if you notice here on this Al Shmiyata Tiyas Yireach, there's a gimel which shows us in the Seudas Hashas. Seudas Hashas is the second line at the top on the right hand margin. Zo soid mi soidis akabola. The Ein Lahavino Kimashmoy. No way to understand it according to Pashup Shat. Chas v'sholem, ki kol kvuda bas melech panimo. These are very, very deep thoughts, which are very, very difficult concepts. Human intellect cannot really understand it. Anyway, whether we understand it, we don't understand it, Abba Zoi state in the Gemara, that's the purpose of Lahashem of the Soyer on Rish Chodesh. And that being the case, how did you tell me that that's the Makar, that the Soyer on Rish Chodesh is Machaper? Why? Because Lahashem, Chet Shein Makar, by El Hashem. The reason why it says Lashem is because Baruch Hu says, I'm bringing a carbon to Mimafayis to appease the Yireach. Everything when it came Lemakra, Al Hashem. If the whole purpose was like Rish Lakish on the Kapor Al Shemiyatis Yireach, then it would say in the Pasuk, bring a Soyer Al Hashem. In other words, to atone for Hashem's sin kaviyochel, whatever that means. My La Hashem, why say La Hashem? Like it amaran to go and tell you that the only one that's makir this chait is a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Maybe Rish Lakish is wrong, and maybe Hashem is taka only to tell you the din of Ein Bayadir Betchila, the Ein Bayadir Besoif. The one came him across Chatos Hashem. My La Hashem, Sham is minotarti. By the fact that it says La Hashem, and it doesn't say Al Hashem, it doesn't say Chatos Hashem, comes to go and tell you both dinim. Number one, Kapara Al Shmiyatati as a Yireach, Soid Shebesoidis, and number two, Ein b'yediyah betchila, the ein b'yediyah b'sayim.
Because this Lashem is open-ended. Anybody could be darshan, it's possible. For many reasons, anyway, it is interesting.
And I'm sure even darshanim, even today, probably can figure out drushes. However, we have to go based on the Masoidah of Chazal, and the Masoidah that they had all the way back to Moshe Rabbeinu Misinai, is to darshan these psukim the way we are darshaning in the Yomar. Right, Yomar, in the Kapanami, Afilu B'shar Averis, the kasha that we asked before, if the whole raya is from the fact that it says Lashem, Chet Shein Makir Bayil Hashem, maybe it is atonement for every sin that none of us know about, that we somehow made a mistake years and years and years ago. We had no knowledge then, we have no knowledge now. Maybe it's Mechaper for that, not only on the din of Tumas Mikdash V'Kadosho. Everything what's under Rabbi Shmuel, I have a Mamatzinu. that what? A binyanav. Hoyu v'zeh bo b'zman kavua. The soil that you bring in Rosh Chodesh is on Zman kavua, on Rosh Chodesh. V'zeh bo b'zman kavua. And the soil chitzoin that you bring on Yom Kippur is also Zman kavua. You bring it on Yom Kippur. Ma'zeh in a machapel tumet v'kadosh. Just like the one that you bring on Yom Kippur is only for mikdash v'kadosh. Avzeh. Same thing over here. By uns, trish choydish dike, avzein machaper al tumas mitzvah vikadoshav. Aha. So therefore, we now know the makor that a sawyer of rish choydish is machaper al she'ein bo yediyah betchila veloy besayf. But in our Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda said not only sire rashi chadoshim, but also sire harigalim. Right, the Gemara asks on sire rashi chadoshim. There it says lahashem. And there I have the drasha ten Rabbi Shema of Asir Regalim. You know, how do we know Asir Regalim that there too it's mechaper al she'ein by yedia betchila ve'ein by yedia besayif. Bechitaim ha'namikin etan Rabbi Shema. Skip the step that we spoke about the Hashem. Just go directly to Tan Rabbi Shema. That what Tan Rabbi Shema said. I have a mamatzinu. I have a binyanav. Zebob is man kavua. I'm bringing the soyer musaf on yontif. So yontif is man kavua. Zebob is man kavua, and I'm bringing the soyer nasa b'chutz the seer musaf on yom kippur. So that's man kavua. So let's learn one from the other. That just like that is mechaper on tumas mikdash v'kadoshav. Similarly, seir regalim will be mechaper on tumas mikdash v'kadoshav. I cannot learn that mamatzino, because since it's only a mamatzino or binyanav, it's not a gzeder shav, it's not a hekish. It's just, no, I find by Yom Kippur, so probably over here too. If that's the case, where am I going to go and bring now this mamatzino from? I could learn it either from Yom Kippur, like the previous drash, or I can learn it from Rosh Chodesh, because Rosh Chodesh is also now a zman kavua, which I've already learned from Yom Kippur, that it's mechaper on tumas mikdash kedoshav. So now let's learn regel from one of those two, according to Tanur Rabbi Shema. So which one I'm going to learn it from? Ain't Rosh Chodesh. I'm going to learn it from Rosh Chodesh. No, you know why the Rosh Chodesh tikkus soyer is mechaper al she'ein bo yedia betchila ve'ein bo yedia besoyf shekein tager, because you bring Rosh Chodesh 12 times a year. You bring this carbon. So therefore, it's a very frequent carbon every single month. Mashenkin yom toivim, you only have sporadically. You have Sukkis, Tishrei time. You have Pesach, Nissan time. You have Shavuos in Sivan time. But throughout the year, you don't have the ability to bring these karbanos. And therefore, since it's such a tadir, maybe the Kodesh Baruch Hu super empowered and charge the carbon of Rish Chodesh that it's mechaper al she'ein bo yediyah betchila ve'ein bo yediyah besayif, but maybe not of Yontif. In Yom Kippur, forget about Rish Chodesh. Let's go directly to Yom Kippur, which is the way, of course, that we darshened it before. You can't learn it from Yom Kippur. Shekeim aruba kapar asay. The reason why this soyer hanas and bechutz on Yom Kippur.
It's a lot of work,
exactly. If we want to learn it from Yom Kippur, the reason why Yom Kippur is mechaper al she'ein bo yediyah b'chila ve'ein bo yediyah besayif is because Yom Kippur meruba kaparos. Wow, what would you say? It's huge. It has so much kapara, like we had on in the Mishnah. We're going to learn soon about the Sora not Sora hamishtaleach. That it's mechaper on tons of stuff, on krisis stuff, and on esses and loises. One second, and on kalis and chamurais and doines and shkogois, hoide veloy hoide, esse veloises, krisis misses bezin, sor mishtalech mechaper. Now, of course, that's talking about the sor mishtalech. We're not talking about the sor mishtalech. However, we're talking about Yom Kippur, and therefore the Gemara is saying a carbon that you bring on Yom Kippur that is supercharged with super atonement properties and qualities. And bear in mind that even when it comes to the Sora Nas B'chutz, in our Mishnah it said Sora Nas B'chutz V'yoyim HaKippurim Mechaper. It wasn't the Sora on its own. It's because it had Yom Kippur on its side. The two Bechavrusa, they had that power to go and be Mechaper on Ein Bo Yediyah B'tchila V'Ein Bo Yediyah B'Sayif. But regel, which is just a regular yontif, it doesn't have this merubah kaparosai, so therefore, maybe I cannot learn it from Kippur. After all, it's not a heker, it's not a gzeirah shavah, it's just a mamatzin. I find by Yom Kippur, I find over here, Yom Kippur has this special quality, because it's so many kaparis are dependent on Yom Kippur, and emanate from Yom Kippur, but that doesn't apply to regel. Therefore, says the Gemara, I cannot learn regel from Rish Chodesh, and I cannot learn regel from Yom Kippur. But then the Gemara asks the follow-up obvious kasha, just like you cannot learn regel from Yom Kippurim, then how did you learn a moment ago Rosh Chodesh from Yom Kippurim? Because the Gemara asked before, how do I know that Rosh Chodesh is mechaper only on Mikdash V'Kadoshav? After all, maybe it's mechaper on Shar Aveiros, on all Aveiros. Oh, I have a Mamatzino, Yom Kippur is his man kavua. This is man kavua. How can you learn from Yom Kippur? Mali Yom Kippur, she came Ruba Kaparasa. V'chitzayim azot Yomara, ha-gamrin and reshchoydish me Yom Kippurim. V'loi porchinen, and we didn't ask that identical question, that Yom Kippurim is Meruba Kaparasa. So you see that you can learn reshchoydish Yom Kippurim. So learn that regular for Yom Kippurim. Says Yomara, you're coming at it from two different angles. Remember the context. Hasam by Rish Chodesh Kapora Michtav Ksiva. That the Rish Chodesh Tikkus Soyer Musaf is Machaper, that I know for a fact. Why? Because it says in the Pasuk LaHashem. This, the Kavana of LaHashem was to go and tell you something that only Hashem Yizbarach knows, nobody else knows. That is what the Rish Chodesh Tikkus Soyer Musaf is Machaper. But now, we ask the Kasha, that maybe it should cover the entire waterfront, and not only talk about the Tumas Mikdash Kedosha, but it should also be Machaper, someone that was Chas V'Shalom, Machal Shabbos B'Shogi, or someone ate Chazer by accident, somebody ate Basa B'Cholah by accident, whatever. Maybe it's Machaper on any Aveda that only a Kodesh Baruch Hu knows. So for that, we had the Ton of Rabbi Shmuel, Giluya Miltzah Ba'almahu. That was just a Gilu Miltzah that reduced the great expanse of the potential koyach of the soyer hanase on Rish Chodesh, that it's Lashem, that only Kodesh Baruch Hu knows. So I thought that that goes from A to Z, from Aleph to Tav. Anything and everything that a person does not know, that he made a mistake and that he did by accident, b'shoigig, b'oynis, whatever, and aveira, that it's mechaper. So the drasha of Tanur Bishmael is Gili Milta. It just reduces the scope and the breadth of the potential of the Seir Rish Chodesh, and say, no, it's only Tumas Mikdashim and nothing more. Aval Hocha by Regel, I start from square one, from square zero. I don't know anything about Regel. So what do I want to know about Regel? That it's Mechaper Tumas Mikdash Kedoshav, and I want to learn that from Yom Kippur. Ikele Meimer Kula Milza Loi Gamrina, to go and learn this small segment, Rosh Chodesh, from Yom Kippur, where the whole purpose of that drasha is to reduce the breadth and the scope of the potential atonement of the Soir Rosh Chodesh, thus, yeah, that I can learn. Tumish Kedoshav. However, to go and learn the whole Mekor for Regel, and to go and say that the whole Mekor for Tumas Mekedoshav, I'm going to learn from the din of Yom Kippur, why not? Because Yom Kippur is very, very special. Meruba Kaparosai, a regular doesn't have that quality to it. So therefore I can't learn everything from Yom Kippur. And therefore I don't have any makor as yet that the soir regel is machaper al she'ein bo yediyah betchila ve'ein bo yediyah besoif. Barry, you have a question, or you?
I'm waiting to finish your thoughts.
No, it's fine.
So we said about Zman Kavua, the Regalim and Yom Kippur are all derivative of Achodesh and Zalachem and Rosh Chodesh.
Yeah. But the point that Zman Kavua is that it's Zman Kavua on the calendar. It's Rosh Chodesh. It's true that Rosh Chodesh might be Monday, could be Tuesday, could be Wednesday. But whenever the Bezin is Kavua, that's Rosh Chodesh. That's the day. It's Zman Kavua.
It determines the Kavua of Yom Kippur and the Kavua of the Regalim.
Absolutely.
So
absolutely.
I understand how we talk about Zman Kavua. It's all Kavua. It's all Kavua.
All Kavua.
She loses Kavua because it's 7 weeks after Pesach.
Exactly.
And Pesach is Kavua because
Rosh Chodesh Nissan. Right.
So it's all Kavua. How are we saying that this is Kavua and this is not Kavua?
We're not saying that something is not Kavua. Everything is Shavua. Rosh Chodesh, we sing Rosh Chodesh more Tadir because you have 12 Rosh Chodeshim, while you only have 3 Yom Tov. The Yom Kippur is its Merubah Kaparasa that has supercharged that it can go and atone on many different things. Yeah, so there's nothing to do with the Kavua. The Kavua is just to go and tell you, we're learning Rosh Chodesh for Yom Kippur. What's the commonality of the two? What's the power? Each one of them has a special calendar date. You can touch the calendar and say, oh, this is Yom Kippur, this is Rosh Chodesh. Therefore, I'm learning from just like Yom Kippur is only Tumas Mikshas Kedoshav, same thing as Rosh Chodesh. So let's go and learn out the same thing, Regel, also only Tumas Mikshas Kedoshav. Says Igmar, I can't do that. Because Rosh Chodesh, I already had my basis. My basis I learned from the Vashem, that it's Mechaper on anything and everything that a Kodesh Baruch Hu knows that I do not know. Oh, so maybe Taka everything, not just Tumas Mikshas Kedoshav. The Tan Rabbi Shmuel now narrows the scope and says, no, not on everything, just on Tumas Mikshas Kedoshav. However, Sira Regalim, I have nothing to start off with. What is it Mechaper on? I don't know. Maybe it's Mechaper on why is a person eats tuna fish. I don't know. It doesn't say anything anyway. You want to learn from Tan Rabbi Shmuel? That you can't do because you're trying to learn the whole Inyan from Yom Kippur. Ruba Kaparasai. You can use it as a gili milza to go and narrow the scope. But to learn the entire scope, just kamenish, because that's Merubah Kaparasi as opposed to regular, which is just simply regular. And therefore, we are now stuck again with the same kasha. How do I know Seiri HaRegolim is Mechaper al She'ein bo Yediyah betchila ve'ein bo Yediyah besoif? Elok yira om Reb Choma b'Reb Chanina. Soir v'soir, hachanami soir v'soir. What's meant to Gemar Shishon? Every time in Parshas Pinchas, when it lists every one of the Yom Tovim, it says Usir Izim Echad Chatas or Usir Chatas Echad. What do I need that vav for? That vav lechayre is superfluous. It could just simply say Seir Izim Echad Chatas or Seir Chatas Echad. What do I need the Usir Metavov? That vav tells you that I am makish this soyer to that first soyer at the beginning of the parasha in Parshas Pinchas, beginning of Parshas of the Misafim, that just like that soyer, which is the soyer of Rish Chodesh. What did it say about that soyer? That it's Lashem, that it is Mechaper al She'ein bo Yediyah betchila ve'ein bo Yediyah besoyer. Similarly, all the other this soyer, u'usir, all those extra vavs come to tell you that the same thing applies to all the regalim, that they're mechaper just like that first soyer. The iskish si regalim is si rosh chadashim. Ma si rosh chadashim ain't mechaper. Ela al she'ein bo yedia loy betchila b'loy besoyf. Ma si regalim ain't mechaper. Ela al she'ein bo yedia loy betchila b'loy besoyf. So therefore, bottom line is, according to our Gemara, the ikam makor according to Yehuda, that both Rosh Chodesh and Regel are Mechaper al She'ein bo Yediyah betchila ba'ein bo Yediyah besoif. We first start off with Rosh Chodesh, where it says La Hashem, it's those types of things that only Hashem Yisborach knows and not we don't know. That's Ein bo Yediyah betchila ba'ein bo Yediyah besoif. Maybe it's even broader and covers everything and anything, Chazer and Nevelis and Bas B'cholav and Shabbos and everything else. No. That I learned from Rabbi Shmuel. I learned Zman Kavua from Yom Kippur. How do I know Regel? Regel I know from the Vav, this Soyer. Just like that. Soyer Rosh Chodesh is Al She'ein B'Yediyah B'Tchila in Miyot. Same thing with Gabi Regel. Ein B'Yediyah B'Tchila. The Ein B'Yediyah B'Soyer. You're happy or not happy?
No.
You're not happy.
That's carrying more Koyach. All of a sudden, Rosh Chodesh should just be the Golem have the Koyach of Kapara
Rebel. So you hold that Regel should be more than Rosh Chodesh?
No, but it has some kind of significance on its own. Something's missing
here. No, Lamaisa, what you're saying is very, very good. And Miet Shem, you hold like Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon Bayechoy. Kedai Reb Shimon, Lismoy Cholav, Betansech Lag Boimer, Reb Shimon. And we'll see Miet Shem in another few lines. Reb Shimon holds only Seir Regolem is Mechapa, Al She'ein Bayediyah, Betchila, Be'ein Bayediyah, Besoy. What is Rosh Chodesh? Is tohar she'ochel es ha'tameh. A tohar dik a person ate from tameh. Yes, what's
the mentioned earlier that Rosh Chodesh has not over the golem is tadir.
Mm-hmm.
So now announce Rosh Chodesh to the golem.
Right.
How is it tadir? If 12...
I expected you to ask that. Then you can ask if you add all the days of all of the Yom Tov.
Kabbalists at 20.
went.
How is that? 7 days plus 8 days plus another day.
In other words, you're adding together the days of Yom
Kippur. Dispersion.
That's not quantity.
The distribution over the year. Every month it's tough.
Right.
If you have something all bunched up in 1 week, it's more. It's like getting all the votes in California and New York, and you know,
The Gemara over here holds Tzad out frequency. This happens 12 times a year, Rosh Chodesh, and Yom Tov only has 3 times a year, Yom Tov.
3 times, 20 times.
Yeah. Anyway, Rosh Chodesh is
above quantity of the
episodes.
Anyway, I thought you can ask another Kasha Mendi, and that is if you look in Parshas Pinchas, there are 2 Yom Tovim where Taka only says Sawyer, and it doesn't say Usir, it's missing above. And that's not my kasha. Tosis already asked this kasha in the right hand margin. And Emerson Nigmar is going to ask this kasha tomorrow as well. They're both by Atzeres, as well as, I believe, Rosh Hashanah, or Shemini Atzeres. Nigmar is going to bring other two times in the Torah that doesn't have that vav. Which we'll discuss that more tomorrow. But the Gemara, for our purposes today, the assumption is that every one of them has that vav throughout Parshas Pinchas. But Atzeres Nisht, we'll see Mitchum tomorrow. Okay, Freiti Mar Yetzah Shaila. Iboy Lehu, he Omer Rabbi Yehuda, when Rabbi Yehuda said in our Mishnah that both the Seir HaRegel and the Seir Rish Chodesh is Machaper Al She'ein Bo Yediyah Loi B'tchila V'loi B'soyv, when does Rabbi Yehuda hold that way? Hani Mila B'Chet She'ein Soifali Vada, is that the type of Chet that will never ever be revealed to that individual? In other words, nobody in the world knows that that person ate Kodshim Mitumah, including the person himself. He ate the Kodshim in his own home in Yerushalayim, inside the Choyma, Shlomim, or Karban Maaseh Behemah, any one of those kabbalas that you have to eat within the Yerushalayim, and he ate it there, and his private home, by himself, and he had touched by accident a Neveilu or a Sheretz, about which he didn't even know. So therefore, no one will ever know, neither him nor anybody else. Is that the case that the Soyer of Rish Chodesh and Regel is Machaper? Avalchet Yosefali Vada, however, what happens if Taka, this same individual, he Taka didn't realize that he touched a sheretz or an avela and ate kodshim subsequently, but somebody else knows, his next door neighbor knows, his mishpucha, his friend knows, he didn't have a chance to stop him because he was learning the daf and he was so immersed in it he couldn't stop and say don't eat kodshim, or he didn't realize he was eating kodshim, he thought he was just eating a regular piece of meat. And afterwards he realized that the person was eating kachim and he was tamei, and he's eventually going to go and inform him and advise him. Perhaps that should be deemed as if it's a chet that ain ba yediyah betchila, aval yesh lo yediyah besayf, even though it hasn't happened yet. But eventually he will have that yediyah b'sayif. And if that's the case, it's not the soyer regel or the seir rosh chodesh that is mechaper, but rather the soyer hanasa b'chutz v'yom kippur mechaper, because that's the job of the soyer nasa b'chutz. Ein ba yediyah b'tchila the yesh lo yediyah b'sayif. Parenthetically, except of course Rabbi Shmuel that we just had in the Amud Aleph, but otherwise everybody holds ein ba yediyah b'tchila the yesh yediyah b'sayif. Or perhaps Rabbi Yehuda holds afilu chet shesoifli voda, even a chet that eventually will become known because somebody's going to go and advise him and inform him. Even that is mechaper. Why? Because hashtamia, at this moment that the soyer haregel or the sirush chodesh is being brought. At this moment, only Hashem knows about this guy, and nobody advised this individual. And so therefore, at this point, maybe that carpet is mechaper after all. As Toshima, the sign is taken in Braisa, very clearly. That we already knew from our Mishnah. But now the Braisa adds, even the type of chet that eventually may come out in the open and he may find out about, Siri Golem, Siri Chadoshim Mechaperim, Dibre Bihuda. Since at that time he didn't know, it is Mechaper, he doesn't have to worry about it subsequently, if and when he gets wind of the fact that he did an Aver. Until now we focused on Reb Yehuda, and now we go to Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon disagrees, for purposes of this Gemara, in one respect. Reb Shimon, Oy Mesir, Ari Golem Mechaperim, just like Rabbi Yehuda, what is the soil Rish Chodesh Mechaper? Al Tohoir Sheochal Es HaTomei. That is a Gvaldige Chiddush, because until now, all of the Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshev was that the person was Tomei, the Ne'alami forgot that he was Tomei, and now he's eating Kodshim, or going into the Beit HaMikdash. So it was a Tomei she'ochal es ha-tohar. And that, the Torah says, that someone who's Tomei eats Tohar, meaning Kodshim, and he does it b'mezid, he gets Kareis v'nichrisa. And therefore, if he did it b'shoigig, he gotta bring a Kar Mechatas. The question is, which Kar Mechatas? Yesh v'diyim b'tchilav, yesh v'diyim b'saif, Kar Ma'ayla v'yoyin. Yesh v'diyim b'tchilav, ayim v'diyim b'saif, sarnasim b'fnim. Ein bei dir bechelav, yesh bei dir besoif, sein as bechutz, ein bei dir leid bechelav, leid besoif, reshchoydish, regel, etc. Everything that we've been learning until now. But now the Gemara is talking about a toyer she'ochel satame. Ooh, that's the reverse situation. He's tar, and the korban is tame. And that is no din of kari. Chatzah not the gabbah. So what's the halacha over here? There, if a person does it amazing, he gets malchus. You're not allowed to do that. How are you eating tameh? Holy levahas. And why do you get malchus? But there is no din of kars. What Reb Shimon is machavish is in the soil of Rosh Chodesh is machaper on this tohar she'ochel es hatameh. Question is, what's the makor? Omer bluza omer boy shem my time of the Reb Shimon. Omakra. It says now el gabi the korban of Rosh Chodesh. The oisin nosin lachem losais is avoino eda. That the purpose of that korban is losis avoino eda. Now, where is this passing? What is this passing? This passing is not in Parshas Pinchas when it's talking about the seirei musafim for Rosh Chodesh and the other seirei musafim of the Yom Tov. Rather, this passing is talking about the situation of, unfortunately, we're on the first day of the miluim. The first day that the Mishkan was open for business, so the eighth day of the Miluim, but the first day of Yibiyam Hashmini, now Aharon and his children started doing the Avodah, and what happened on that day? Unfortunately, two of the children of Aharon HaKohen never passed away. Exactly. And therefore they all became Onanim. On that particular day, there were three Seirim that had to be brought L'chatas. What three Seirim? One was the Seir HaMiluim, meaning where the inauguration of the new Beis HaMikdash, it had to be have certain, if you will, pomp and ceremony. And that ceremony is what the Kodesh Baruch Hu told us, the special kabbalas that had to be brought. Whatever it is, Chas HaShalom Nishkil. The point is that grada was eaten, that wasn't burned, but the point is, go and bring a carbon, special Seir for Miluim. There was another Seir called the Seir Nachshoyim. Where is Nachshon? Nachshon's father was Aminadav. That's why he's referred to as Nachshon and Aminadav. As we know, starting from Rosh Chodesh Nissan, for the next 12 days, all of the Nesiim of the various Shvatim brought Karbonais, and one of the Karbon that each one brought was a Seir Chatos. So the Nachshon brought this special Seir Chatos, as well as the first day of Nissan was Rosh Chodesh, and he had to go and bring the Seir of Rosh Chodesh. The first two karbonos, Aharon and Bonav, meaning the two remaining sons, ate all of those three. How they were able to consume all of those karbonos, Vesachnish, Balamaisa, they consumed those two karbonos, those two seir. However, the third seir, which is the seir of Rosh Chodesh, they did not consume, rather they had it burnt outside the Beis HaMikdash. Why do they have it burned? Because an oinein is not allowed to go and eat karbonis. How were they able to eat the first two karbonis? Hayru Ashur. This was the only time in history that the Seir Nachshon was brought, and the Seir HaMiluim, that first day of the inauguration. So those two were eaten, the other one was not eaten. Moshe Rabbeinu got very, very angry at Aaron HaKohen, and ultimately, as you know, the pasuk says that he was moida oida v'loy voish, that Aharon was right and he was wrong, but he got angry at Aharon. He said, just like those other two karbonis were eaten, why didn't you go and eat this carbon? Moshe Rabbeinu said, Madua, this is now number one of the Torah Ora Shalom and the beautiful Gemara said of David sponsored and purchased for Arbis Medish. Madua le'achaltim ezachatzis b'mkoyim ha'koydish. Why didn't you eat this one like you ate the other two? Ki koydish kedoshim. He. Va'ois nosen lechem, and this soyrish choydish was given to you. Losi savoyno eide lechapra le'im of ne'ashem. So what's going on over here? Why didn't you eat from it? That was Moshe Rabbeinu's taina, and Aharon HaKohen responded. Fine. Anyway, the point of this Gemara is that that is a reference to the story of Rish Chodesh. And the Pasuk uses the key term, Avoin. Avoin. So, if you want to buy a crop, the seed of Rish Chodesh, the Yalef Avoin, Avoin mitzitz. By tzitz, there's also a pasuk that uses the expression avoin. What is that pasuk? That's number two in these beautiful Gemaras. Fin Reb David, v'hoye al meitzach haharin. The tzitz is on the forehead. V'nos haharin es avoin hakodeshim. Which avoin is the tzitz meratze on? Zokti Gemara, v'yalef avoin avoin mitzitz. Nemre kan avoin losesis avoin ha'eda. V'nel alon avoin. Avoina Kodeshim, Malalon Tumas Basar, Avkan Tumas Basar. Now, the two both have the word Avoy, and therefore we have our Gzeira Shava, but they're not exactly the same. Here we're talking about on Rish Chodesh, we're talking about a Tohoir Sheochel Es Hatome, that he gets his Kapara through this carbon. The case of the Tzitz is referring to a carbon that was brought the Tumah by accident, meaning they shechted the carbon without the kohanim that were busy with the carbon realizing this carbon became tamei. How did it become tamei? There was an avela in the Beis Hamidrash. One of the shochtim did a poor job, and therefore Nebuch, one of the kabbonis, became an avela. He didn't do a good shechita, and that animal, that carcass of that animal, touched this carbon, and this carbon became tamei. Or there was a sheretz running around, it was killed, and it went and touched the carbon, it became tamei. It makes no difference how it became tamei. The kohen became a balkeri, and he touched it became tamei. The point is, it became tamei. And the kahanim now are bringing this carbon. You have one carbon, one kohen who's doing the kabbalah, and the other one's doing the halach, and the other one's doing the zrikas hadam, and then the other one is putting the evorim on top of the mizbeach, and all the kahanim are celebrating, oh, Baruch Hashem, we brought the carbon, and then somebody tells them, I got bad news for you, Rabbi Said. This carbon that you just brought is tamei. Tamei, tamei yikra. It's tamei. So what do you say? Do you call the Baalim in and say, Mr. Baalim, sorry, there was a big boo-boo. You have to bring a brand new carbon? The answer is no. The tzitz is meratza and all carbonites that were brought bitoma bishoigeg, and therefore the person does not have to worry about it. His carbon is kusha v'yusher after all, because the tzitz was meratza.
Once the blood was...
Rashi says all this, no? Can you imagine? Where do you think I took it from?
Rashi
was. What's up, Jim?
Is it after Zrika Saddam or even before Zrika Saddam?
It became Tommy even before the Zrika Saddam. If you look at the Rashi.
Let's look.
They didn't know. Mal Alon Tumas Basar. Rashi is about three quarters down the Amud, about 12, 15 lines before the white lines. Mal Alon Tumas Basar is a Rashi. She'ena Titz Meratza Al Tumas Haguv. Titz is not Meratza on people that are Tomei. Ella Al Hadam. Oy al hachelev, the chelev that you put on the mizbeach. Oy al habasar, shel oyle shekare b'tuma. You have a carbon that was brought b'tuma by accident. Umerata tzitz al hakarbon shemachshiroi l'rotzoin, she'ena balim tzrichim lahavi carbon acher. That's the accomplishment of the tzitz, that the tzitz says, this carbon is kosher, you don't have to bring a new carbon, even though the carbon was, in a sense, possible, because it was tamei. If this carbon, for instance, had been taken outside the Beis HaMikdash and become posel the Yoytze, and they brought it back in, and you did the Zrika Saddam by accident, and you did the Evorim on the Mizbeach, the Tzitz would not be Meratze. You'd have to bring a brand new carbon.
They didn't know
exactly. We're talking about all of this was Bishogeg. They didn't know. If they knew that it was Tamei, then the Tzitz is not Meratze. So therefore, what our Gemara is telling us is that the Ovoin tells you about Tumas Basar, but for two different purposes. The Tzitz is Meratza on Tumas Basar, and the Karban Rish Chodesh is Mechaper on a person who is Tahar, who eats Tumas Basar. Pray tomorrow, Imal Alon Oilin Afkan Oilin. Maybe I should say, since I'm learning Ovoin Ovoin, that the Rish Chodesh Dikka Karban does exactly the same thing that the Tzitz does. That what? That it's meratzah on karbonis which are brought at the same time as the Seir Rosh Chodesh. You brought the Seir Rosh Chodesh, at the same time there are a bunch of other kehanim bringing other karbonis in the Beis HaMikdash, and one or more of those other karbonis became tameh. Guess what? Just like the tzitz is meratzah, so too the sar of Rosh Chodesh is meratzah. So you're going to go and ask me, what do I need the sar of Rosh Chodesh? I have the tzitz being meratzah. So Rashi already asks this kasha, and Rashi answers like the Gemara is going to say in a few lines, in a case where the tzitz broke. The Kohen Gadol fell down, the tzitz fell off, it broke into two pieces. Uh-oh! The tzitz is no longer effective to go be meratzah. In such a situation, maybe the korban of Rish Chodesh is meratzah ovoin ovoin on other korbanos which are being brought contemporaneously, that if they were brought betoma, they are kosher korbanos. Who says it's coming to talk about a torish ochas latameh? Maybe it's meratzah alhu oilin. Oilin means other korbanos that you're being oiler, you're bringing on the mizbeach.
Yeah.
Everything gemara. Because here it doesn't just say Ovin, it says Avoino Eidoksiv. Meaning that there was, as Barry likes to say, there was an oven of the Gavra, not of the Chavtza. What was the oven of the Gavra? That a Tohar ate Tomei. That's what it's Mechaper on, and not Meratza on Shar Karbonois, which are not Eida. Those are the Chavtza, not the Gavra. Feitimara Mechti Migme Gamri Mehadodi. Since I'm learning ovoin, one from the other, let us say mechaper Rish Chodesh adi day the aditzitz. Let the Rish Chodesh tikkas soyer accomplish two things. What means adi day? Meaning the toyer she'ochel es atomic. And let it also be the tzitz of being meratz on other contemporaneous karbonois that became tomei b'shoigeg. You're going to tell me, so what do I need it for? Achadach the tzitz. Nafkimina, like we said before, lahecha the nishbar tzitz, when the tzitz fell down and it broke. You don't even have to go that far, because as you recall, when it comes to the tzitz, is the machloik is where the tzitz is maratza, when it's not on the kohen gadol's head. What happens if he took it off and it's lying on the table? Anyway, we didn't want to go into machloik, therefore he just tells an easy case according to everybody. Nishbar tzitz, certainly it's not maratza. Anyway, zog the Gemara, Omar Kra, how do I know that it's not Mechaper on both Adi Dei, Torah She'ochel Zatomei, as well as Be Mechaper Memeratza Alo Oilin like the Tzitz? Omar Kra, it says in the Pasuk, Ovoin, Ovoin is singular. Ovoin Echru Noisebein, Noisebein Avoin, it only takes care of one Ovoin and not of two. Which Ovoin? The Avoino Eida. Which is the Avoino Eida? Torah She'ochel Zatomei, and that's it. Thank you, Rabbi Nechaper. Tzitz adi day v'adri shchodesh. Maybe the tzitz should be able to accomplish both purposes. Both di day, meaning meratza alhu oilin on karbonis bitumah. And maybe it should also mechaper on toir she'ochel zatomeh. Now you're going to ask me, what do I need both the tzitz and the sor shchodesh to do the same thing? Nafkimin letumah di'ira bein zeh lazeh. Meaning that on Rish Chodesh Tishrei Lamashal, it's mechaper on all those people that until now were tohoirim she'ochel zatomeh. From Rish Chodesh Tishrei until Rish Chodesh Cheshvin, there may be 1 yid, 5 yid, and 10 yid, and 100 yid in Klal Yisrael that accidentally he had a tar she'ochel zatomeh. I don't want to wait for the next Rish Chodesh for a kapara. I want something to go and be megin menai yisurim. The tzitz is megin menai yisurim from Rish Chodesh to Rish Chodesh. Amakra, the pasuk said again by Rish Chodesh, the oisa nosan lechem. The only one that's noisy the oven of the Torah she'ochel zatomeh. It's only the Rish Chodesh dikka and not the tzitz. That's teretz number one. Rav Ashi Yom, I have another teretz. K'siv hocha avoyna eida Eida v'loy kodeshim. V'hosam ksiv avoyna kodeshim, kodeshim v'loy eida. And therefore, the two are mutually exclusive. Here, by Rish Chodesh, it says avoyna eida. What did the eida say? Torah she'ochas atame. Since is avoyna kodeshim, what did the kodeshim say? The kodeshim were betuma, brought when you shouldn't have, because they were tamei. It's maratza on those oilin that you don't have to bring brand new ones. We obviously have covered that issue, that Sirish Chodesh, Tor Sh'ochas Atamei, how do I know? Ovoin from the Tzitz. Sirish Golem, Nechapi Al-Sha'im, Ba'yidi, Eloi B'tchil, Eloi B'soif, Minolim. How does Rish Shimon know about Sirish Golem, that the Mechapi Al-Sha'im, Ba'yidi, Eloi B'tchil, Eloi B'soif? Now remember, according to Rabbi Yehuda, we answered that Sirish Golem doesn't really have its own pasuk, but we learn it from Sirish Chodesh. So how do we know? Talk about Sirish Golem now. How does Sirish Golem, how do I know? I know from Sirish Chodesh. How do I know Sirish Chodesh? Rish Chodesh, it says, La Hashem. The only one that knows about it is Hashem. Ain't by Yedir B'tchila, but ain't by Yedir B'soit. Maybe includes other Avedis too. Tanra Bishmol, Zman Kavua, Zman Kavua. But it's only Mikdash Kadashim. How do I know now the din of Sirish Golem? Soyer, vis soyer, usir, the extra vav tells you, just like Sirish Chodesh, Mikdash Kadashim. Same thing applies to Ulra Golem. Only Mikdash Kadashim, ain't by Yedir B'tchila, ain't by Yedir B'soit. But over here, according to Reb Shimon, I don't have the benefit of the Sirish Chodesh being La Hashem. Here he learns Ovoin Ovoin the Gabe Torah Shochas Atameh. So how does he know Sir Regolim is Machaper Al Sheein by Yedia Loi Betchil of Loi Besoiv Min Nalon? Kidom Reb Chama Reb Chanina, the same drasha we had before. Soir Visoir Usir Hachanami Soir Usir. One second, but Rish Chodesh is Torah Shochas Atameh. So therefore, it's not a direct exactly being the same. It's only similar. Zotimar the iskish seir regolim seirish chadashim, as a base, based on this vav, I have now a hekish of the seirim haregolim to rish chodesh, masoyed rish chodesh, the milzid the chodesh machapri, epis hot suton with mikdash vekadoshav. What is that? The Torah she'ochel es atamei, af seir regolim the milzid the chodesh machapri. It's also machapri on something having to do with Kodesh. But what is that something? So now we're going to go by a process of elimination. We're going to say it must be that it's mechaper al she'ein by yediyah betchila, the ein by yediyah besayf. What's the process of elimination? Says Yimar. V'chiteima, maybe I should say, since it says visoir or usir, I should say mechaper ad rish chodesh, that the regular should be exactly like rish chodesh. That just like rish chodesh is mechaper on tohar she'ochel es atamei. Similarly, sirish golem should be usir tohar she'ochel es atamei. Just commonish. Amrin, didn't we say a moment ago? Oisa nosan lechem. Oisa meaning the soir of rish chodesh. Oisa noisei. Avoin, the ein achen noisei avin, the only one that's noisei avoin of Torah she'ochel es atamei is only the one from Rish Chodesh. So that cannot be. V'chiteim in mechaper adi Yom HaKippurim, maybe it should be mechaper the same thing that Yom Kippur is mechaper. Now what do we say that Yom Kippur is mechaper? The soir hanas bechutz, that is mechaper on she'ein bo yediyah b'tchila v'yesh bo yediyah b'soif. Maybe that's what the regal comes, just like Yom Kippur's chitzay ein bo yediyah b'tchila v'yesh bo yediyah b'soif. Maybe that's what we use also for regalim. So Gemara Ha'amrina, didn't we say before in yesterday's Gemara, achas v'yachas, no, achas b'shana, kapora zuloy tehei ela achas b'shana, that this kapora will only be on Yom Kippur. Now, even though this pasuk is not written by the Soyer Hanasa b'chutz, it's written by the Soyer Hanasa b'fnim, Abarashi says that yesterday we said that there's a hekish between the Soyer Hanasa b'fnim and the Soyer Hanasa b'chutz. What was that hekish? The Hekish was brought on Daf Beis Amud Aleph in the first Mishnah, where it says in the first Mishnah, how do I know this Soir Hanas B'chutz is Mechaper on Ein Bo Yediyah B'tchila V'yesh Bo Yediyah B'soif? Because it says, Milvad Chatas HaKippurim, that the Korban that you bring B'chutz, the Musaf and Yom Kippur, is besides and in addition to this Soir Hanas B'fnim. just like the Surah Nasr with Nim, Yesh Yediyah Echad, that's the Yesh Yediyah B'Chilah, the Ein B'Yediyah B'Soif. So too, the Surah Nasr B'Chut has Yediyah Echad, Ein B'Yediyah B'Chilah, B'Yesh B'Yediyah B'Soif. Ah, so therefore, there too, Achas Bashana, the Surah Nasr with Nim is only once a year. The Surah Nasr B'Chut is only once a year. And that being the case, Amai Mechapri, on what will the seer regel be mechaper? It cannot be mechaper on the Torah Shochas the Tamei, because that's Rish Chodesh. Va'oisa nosan lechem. It cannot be mechaper on what Yom Kippur is being mechaper. Achas Bashana. So am I mechaper? And what is the mechaper? Eyal sheyesh po yediya betchila, v'yesh po yediya besoif. Hay bar korbanu. That's the case of the korban oile biyoyre. Eyal sheyesh bo yediyah betchila, v'ein bo yediyah besoif. Hay sura nas b'fnim yom kippurim toile. That's the yesh bo yediyah, ein bo yediyah besoif. Maybe eventually he'll find out and he'll bring his own korban, so it's toile. Eyal sheein bo yediyah betchila, aviyesh bo yediyah besoif. Hay sura nas b'chutz yom kippurim mechaber. That we already had, and that's achas bashana. So al korcha, what are we going to use the seir that a makish seir a regel to seir Rish Chodesh that it's mechaper al dvorim sheba kodesh? What dvorim al kodesh do we have by process of elimination? The only thing they have left is in mechaper al sheim b'yedia loy b'tchila the loy b'soif. And therefore, according to Reb Shimon, Rish Chodesh I know is torsha ochalas atame from avoin avoin. Just like the tzitz is marat al tumas basar, this is mechaper al torish och zatame. How do I know seir regolim is mechaper al she'ein b'yediya b'tchila b'ein b'yediya b'soif? Useir, just like the Surah Nasr b'Rish Chodesh is mechaper al dvorim she'be. Or at least tumas kedusha, not mikdash, tumas kedusha. Here too, tumas kedusha, but which one? It can't be this, it can't be that, it can't be this, it can't be that. Therefore, the last possible option is Ashein Bayidiyah Betchila, the Ein Bayidiyah Besoy. Have a wonderful day, Rabbi Yisrael.